To join Peter Greenberg, call us at 888-887-3837. That's 1-888-88-PETER. Email the show at peter@petergreenberg.com and hear the program anytime, anywhere at iradionow.com. Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
It's 52 minutes after the hour on this beautiful August weekend. I hope you're having a great time wherever you happen to be. We're on the island of Fire Island and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And joining us on the line is we've got Sam on the phone out there from Southern California. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Peter. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Listen, I want to thank you for taking my call. You got a great website and a super show.
Oh, well, thanks.
I got a dilemma with my son and his water polo team last month. They were in Italy and trying to leave on their early morning flight after a two-hour bus ride. They got to the airport to be told that the plane had a mechanical, and they weren't going to be able to leave, and they kind of milled around and thought, geez, you know. And after a while, he saw a sign said the plane was rescheduled to leave at 3:30. Actually, wound up leaving 6 hours later.
And so let me guess, you missed all your flights, I know.
What's that?
I guess you missed all your flights.
Yeah, all the connecting ones, sure. And, you know, I did some research, and I wrote to them, you know, thanking them for their courtesies, but... And I didn't get any cooperation, and I wrote back when they replied, and I didn't get any, basically they're
well,
trying to dismiss it, but I thought...
Yeah, you want to know if there's a Rule 240 overseas, I know. The bottom line was, this is a mechanical, and bottom line is, you know, overseas your rights are somewhat limited, even if it's a U.S. carrier. Now, the European Union, they're a little late to the game, but they did put in a sort of a passenger bill of rights about a year ago, which does allow you for compensation if you're bumped from a flight or inexorably delayed, which may have been your case. So this isn't really a U.S. situation. It's a European Union situation. And you know what? I'm going to put my next guest, Wendy Perrin, on the spot. She's my buddy from Condé Nast Traveler. Wendy, are you on the line? Wendy, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Did you hear the question from the caller, Sam?
I actually did not hear that question. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what it is. Sam was
okay.
on a flight trying to get back from Italy. The plane was delayed for over 6 hours because of a mechanical. They missed all their connecting flights, so this is on Delta. And when he wrote Delta, he didn't get any kind of an answer or compensation. And remember, this was a mechanical situation, not weather-related. And my answer was, it's a European Union issue, not a U.S. airline issue.
Yeah, no, that would be my answer as well. Yeah. So wait, you wrote to Delta, and they won't, they're not doing anything for you?
Sam, are you there? I think
did
we lost Sam.
Him?
I think we lost
oh,
Sam.
No.
I know, it's okay. See, we lost first. Delta lost him. Now we lost him. Well, the bottom line is he did.
We want to help.
I know. Well, he did write to Delta. And he's not getting any headway. So, Sam, if you're listening, the answer is this.
I'm here.
Oh, Sam, are you back? Good. Okay, you got to pay attention, Sam. We're helping you out here. Wendy Perrin from Condé Nast Traveler is on the line with you.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
I'm sorry to hear about your travel fiasco.
I know that the water polo team was, you know, really in a fix. 19 players and a couple of parents.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, so the bottom line is, though, you wrote to Delta. They didn't give you much of an answer. I guess your only solution at this point is to write to the European Union.
I wrote three times to Delta.
No, no, wait, you didn't hear me. You're not writing to Delta anymore.
I'm sorry.
You're writing to me at petergreenberg.com.
All right.
And you're also going to, and then we'll get you the right address and the person to talk to at the European Union. Right, Wendy?
That sounds right to me.
All right, there you go, Sam. We'll take it from there.
That sounds great. That
all right, so
let it.
You got it, and have a great rest of your weekend. And now, Wendy, we get to talk about what you and I were going to talk about, which is when you're traveling in the U.S., it's a little bit different to try to find a good Wi-Fi hookup or an internet hookup than it is overseas, right?
Oh, you bet. I mean, I've had so many headaches overseas just trying to, you know, get online from my laptop in all sorts of crazy places. But so do you want to concentrate on overseas or how to do it in the U.S.?
Well, in the U.S., you know, there's a lot of places where you can steal the signal.
Yeah.
You go to Starbucks and any of those little places.
Exactly. McDonald's or like libraries. You know, overseas, I find that hotel lobbies often are a good place for you know, obviously internet cafes as well. You know, the problem is that often the places where I find myself, they're like these small rural inns or rental villas or cruise ships where it's a little bit hard to get online from your laptop. But you know, one of the things that's changed my life is I carry a wireless air card now. Do you have one of those?
I'm getting one. I'm telling you, I'm amazed I haven't gotten one already. I need it. I really do.
I had to wait for one to come out that would work with my MacBook. But let me tell you, I mean, now I could be on a train, you know, in China.
And you'll find a signal.
Yeah, exactly. It changes your life.
Now, which is the one that, I'm going to be selfish for a minute, which is the one that works with MacBook?
Well, you know, it's a Sierra Wireless 875U.
Of course it is. I knew that.
What I love is it's small and lightweight, and it just fits right into your pocket. But apparently, I think it's been, I think it's kind of going out of print, whatever the term is for,
it's like everything else. Sure, like everything else electronic, it becomes obsolete. But Wendy, in our short period of time left, where can people get a listing from you of where to find all this stuff?
Well, you know, I wrote an article about it that you could find online.
Tell me quickly.
CNTraveler.com.
CNTraveler.com.
CNTraveler.com. If you go in and you look at my May Perrin report, I had a whole bunch of solutions for, like, how to get online.
All right, Wendy Perrin, I got to cut you off there. Consumer news editor for Condé Nast Traveler. That music means we are out of time for this week. I'm serious. But for Shelley Goncharowski, our producer, Jeff Ryder running the boards in New York, Wendy, again, thanks for joining us. And we will see you next week, not from Fire Island. How's that for a tease? See you later, guys.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. And as always, you're hearing Must Hear Radio on the SSI Radio Network.